Many of the top-selling souvenirs on the Outer Cape have sharks on them. There are shark mugs, shark neckties, even hats that look like a shark is taking a bite out of your head. Corey Baptist works at a gift shop on Route 6. He says business owners aren't trying to capitalize on a fear of sharks. They're just responding to what customers want.
People seem to love sharks, and they always will come in the store asking us for shark-related items.
One of the best-selling items this past summer at the shop where he works was an inflatable shark head float.
It's a regular tube like your typical one, but it's actually you sit inside of a shark's mouth.
If you're wondering whether it's inappropriate to sell these kinds of souvenirs in the wake of a deadly attack, you could ask William Litton. He was the first person bitten by a shark this year, in August, while swimming off a beach in Truro. Litton says he's not offended by shark items or even a cocktail named Shark Bite, but he did throw away a stuffed shark that his friend gave him in the hospital.
You do not send shark plush toys to recent shark attack victims. This is a point of etiquette.
Litton says he figures selling shark souvenirs on Cape Cod is no different from stores in Yellowstone National Park selling stuffed animal bears. Stephen Williams is the president of the Chatham Chamber of Commerce. He says shark merchandise has a purpose beyond sales, because the predator is here to stay.
People need to be made aware that they're here so that they're very careful when they're going into the local waters and everything else. So I think a lot of the cultural impact has been educational. Everything that you see on Main Street and the sharks in the park and these different things, again, are ways to raise awareness and make that part of the culture.
Wendy Northcross of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce says the appeal is more about human curiosity around the predators. And the consumer, she says, will decide if the culture around shark-themed goods will change.
We always knew that the sharks were a plus for business, and we knew that that could change in an instant. So now that we've had that instant come down upon us, I guess is the way to say it, you know, things can shift.
Over at the gift shop on Route 6, Baptist says the store where he works will probably have even more shark-themed floats next summer. For WCAI, I'm Haley Fager in Chatham.